The next couple of days is an opportunity for us to get our mind around, to get our hearts around where God has already been, to be committed to what God has already from the beginning of time been committed to, namely the exaltation of His name, the proclamation of His name. And in fact, there's a song today that's sung, you know, the famous one. We're talking about fame as not being something you find out in People magazine, but something that you see from all of creation and all of civilization. You see the greatness of God. And so what we're going to talk about over the next couple of days is what is our understanding of that and what is our responsibility to that. And we're going to see that really, honestly, the invitation God has given to us to not only know that, but to be a part of that. And so for the next couple of days, we're going to talk about missions, not just from a, you know, here's instructions on how to put a bone in your nose, and here's instructions on how to tie a loincloth, and here's how to make your own spirit. No, we're not going to do any of that stuff. But instead, what we're going to do is talk about the nature of missions and perhaps challenge some of your thoughts about what you think about when you think about missions. Because I venture to say, within the number of people who are already in this room, there are people here who, albeit though well-intended, probably think wrongly about missions. And I hope for the next couple of days for us to maybe set the record straight from the Scriptures. So I will work together five times. You will hear from me four times. And then another time, you will hear from a man who was over on the floor on his prayer mat. Now he stands up now. Shannon Hurley. Shannon Hurley, you will hear from tomorrow afternoon. Shannon, you also hear from Shannon on Thursday as well. Shannon will be preaching one of the general sessions as well to you. Shannon's wife, Danielle, live in Uganda and have been there. And I'll do more of the introduction of Shannon and his wife, Danielle, and their family and how sweet it is to have them here with us. And I think you're going to just have your heart being knit together with Shannon's heart and my heart and our hearts together for what God is doing and being very excited for that and seeing the magnificence of Christ in the gospel and the opportunity we have to be a part of that. Now, let me just say from the very beginning, I do not know two things. I don't know a lot of things about you, but I'm going to think of two things specifically. Number one, I do not know where you are in Christ. And I'm not a fool enough to think that just because you come to a Christian conference, a Christian camp, that because you're a part of a youth group, that because you attend with a church, that therefore makes you okay with God. I mean, you're fine with me, but I don't know where you stand with the Lord. So the irony can be we have people here who do not know Christ in a relationship. You know Christ through other people's relationship with Him, and you sort of kind of got sucked into this thing. It's like me going to cult parties. I don't know. I mean, Peyton Manning, I think, is the only name of a cult player. I don't know anything else, but I get sucked in these cult parties, and next thing you know, I'm like cheering for a cult. And I'm like, they're the blue guys, right? You know? But that can be like a lot of times when youth come to camps like this, you'd be like, kind of get sucked into it. And you're like, I know a couple of people's names. I know the name of Jesus. I know a couple of people who are like, I don't really have any kind of relationship or know what's going on. That might be true here. Second reality of what I don't know about you is I don't know if you are in Christ, if you do have a relationship with Him, where you stand in that relationship. In other words, I don't know if your heart is cold or red hot. And so part of what we might be looking at together might be calling you into a greater level of love and faithfulness and joy with your Savior, Jesus Christ. So others of you perhaps are saying in your relationship with Christ, I just want to continue to excel still more. It's like the Thessalonians. Paul said several times, you have no need for me to write to you, but I'm going to go ahead and say this, excel still more. And some of you being very faithful to this. And excited for that. And it's a privilege to be with you this time. So kind of, I'm mindful of that and going to interact with you guys accordingly. I'm going to write some stuff on the board, very interactive, going to talk together some. Before I get into any of that, let me pray, and then we'll get into it. Father in heaven, thank you for a new day. Thank you for a fresh start. Thank you for the reminder that all has been paid by your Son, Christ. God, when we think about the reality that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, we are overwhelmed. And we're compelled for others to know of this great truth as well. God, I thank you for every single person sitting in this room. God, I pray that as the word is opened and it is taught, And as we interact together the next couple of days, that God, you would use your Holy Spirit to bring encouragement where there is faithfulness, to bring instruction and correction where there's ignorance or disobedience, to bring conviction where there is a lack, and to bring faith where none is found. God, I thank you for these young men and women. I thank you for the privilege it is to pastor them, to shepherd them, to teach them in these days. I pray, Father, that you would use my words to be able to encourage them, challenge them to join you in the mission that you are on in proclaiming the excellencies of your Son, Jesus Christ, to this world. Help us now, Father, these coming minutes. Amen.